Hey friends, welcome back to the show. So grateful you're here. Today we're having a conversation with a new friend of mine, Miss Alka Sharma, and she is a branding and marketing specialist, and we're going to have a deep conversation around that, around how it affects what you're doing. With that being said, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Great to be here with you.
So do me a favor, because I'm sure that my audience may not even know you. And if they do, that's great. But I'm sure that most of them don't. Why don't you take the next 60 to 90 seconds to introduce who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. I'm a marketing branding strategist, and I help entrepreneurs to craft their brand's message. Whether you are a speaker, coach, author, you are launching your business, it's very important to be visible. It's very important to also have your brand's message crafted. And so I help you to stand out in your industry so you dominate your space with your brand's message. Mm-hmm. So that's the first. So when you want to be visible, and so how do you go about being visible and stand out? Well, you have to, and the credibility and the trust and recognition, they all go together. But first of all, the foundation is your message. So that's where I help entrepreneurs create the brand's message.
So fantastic. So, cause I know that's a lot of things that my audience is dealing with, cause they're newer, they're coming up in the entrepreneurial space, is the messaging. So let's dive there first. And then I want to get into the overall, like, understanding what branding is and things like that. So messaging, you say that's probably one of the most important things that we do. So what is, like, at the core of good messaging?
The core of good message is who you are, your brand's representation. How do you represent your brand? So there's a difference, Jim, your company brand and your personal brand. So your audience, in order to educate your audience, you are your personal brand. Jim, you are a brand. You're a personal brand, but you're also a business brand. So differentiating the two is very important. And so the foundation of a message is who you are, your brand's representation, and why does it matter for the clients you serve? Why does it matter for what you do? So this is the foundation. And once you built on this foundation, everything else begins to level up. So the brand's foundation is highly critical.
Yeah. So you mentioned something there, which I want to dive into, because you said the difference between a personal brand and a, you know, business brand. Now, we've been in the influencer economy for a while, and you see a lot of brands that their personal brand is their business brand. So why should we separate that if that's the case? Like, what would be those things where it's separate versus together?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you need to have them separate. And I mean, there's no right or wrong that, you know, you can mix your personal brand to a company brand. But what I like to, you know, I like to do, and I like to encourage my clients, is you have to separate the both. Because say one thing might happen in your business, and your business is now tied to your personal. You know, anything can go wrong. There could be a company lawsuit, you know, God forbid, that may happen, but you never know what the circumstances could arise. And so that's why your personal brand, that is your identity. Your personal brand is your unique identity. And so therefore, your personal brand has got to be separate from your company brand. And this is the reason why, is because of any unforeseen problems that may occur in your business. If there's a lawsuit, it may reflect your company, your personal brand.
That's fascinating. So do you even need a personal brand, or, you know, not? Like, help me unpack that a little bit.
Yes, you do. You need a personal brand for sure, because this is where the trust, the credibility truly rises. Because if you don't build your personal brand, whether you are launching your first business, it's a new business that you're launching, or whether you have an existing business, if your personal brand is not built. So, say as an example, you want to collaborate with a celebrity. A celebrity or a highly influencer would want to know, not in terms of how many followers you have, not in like say 10,000 on Instagram, it's not that, but a celebrity, if you want to partner with a celebrity, they would want to know, how is your personal brand? Where have you spoken? Who do you associate with? So all of this has a great reflection on your personal brand. So this is why personal brand, truly, I really encourage my clients to build upon the personal brand, first of all, with your message, because then afterwards, everything flows. Once you have built your personal brand so strong, it's your unique identity. It's like a passport, because once you're building the personal brand, people get to know you. That once they get to know you, you're built on the trust and the credibility and the recognition wherever you go.
So then, what would you say to somebody who is struggling to, like, let's just go into the development of the personal brand a little bit further. What would you
Yes.
say to somebody who's struggling with maybe they don't know who they are, so they're struggling to build a personal brand because they're also struggling internally with their own identity? Like, how would you help people kind of come together with that?
And that is a great question. So once you, whether when you want to build your personal brand, and as you say, one could be struggling with on the internal, you have to first of all deal with the internal, because it's like with anything else, you can't, it's always, you can't sort of focus on the exterior, because the interior hasn't really, it's not strong enough. So you have to deal with whatever's happening on the inside that will enable you to blossom and flourish. And also, so I would say deal with your internal, reflect on what you want, where do you want to go, how do you see your life, and how do you see your business? Once you have dealt with the internal, then you can now focus on your business, your personal brand, because that's your identity, and one that they both go together. It's not that your internal identity is separate from your personal identity. They are one and they are the same.
So then here I'm going to do a little bit side thing because I want to go on a
Yes.
little journey here because
Yes.
this is
Yes.
fascinating. Because, like, I know for you're, Alka, brand and marketing specialist, but you were also in the email you sent me, you're also like an international level ballroom dancer. So how does that jump happen to where you're like this major mover and shaker to now you're helping people figure out what they, how they want to represent themselves to the world? Like, where did all that come from?
That is a million-dollar question, Jim. And I am so excited to share that, because where that all stemmed from was way back when I first began, not even as a ballroom dancer, but when I began to, discover who I was, my identity. So I had to reflect upon, who I was, because after my divorce, it really kind of, I lost my identity. So I had to rebuild my identity all over. And once I began to do a lot of reflection, internal work, I discovered that there was so much potential I had, and the potential I had, was a talent, a God-given talent to dance. And so I began to compete. And so why, how does one reflect the other? Well, it really does, because when you're a dancer and you are out, you're dancing on the dance floor, you're competing, you are a professional. And now when you compete in doing circus like I did, you are a brand. You are representing your studio. You are representing yourself in all the major competitions that I did. So absolutely, they both go together. They, both harmonize, both very well together. As a dancer, you're a brand, and I help entrepreneurs to be branded and how you stand out in your industry. So this is how it is so important to be a brand, whether you're a dancer, a brand, whether you're an entrepreneur. Your brand is your unique identity that no one can take away. It's your asset.
Right. So here, where's the jump though? Like, so you're on the floor, you're dancing, you're like, I'm the brand, I'm the face, I'm the thing, to, okay, let me help entrepreneurs build their brand. Like, where did that thought come from instead of just going, let me help other dancers build their brand as a dancer? Like, these are like two, I mean, I could see the connections, but they're very different directions.
They are very different directions, but they do go hand in hand. And actually, I'm also working with dancers because I have dancers, you know, they were my instructors. So I know people in the industry. So right. I'm also working with dancers. So where that came from was from my journey as an entrepreneur. When I first opened my dance, my fitness studio, yeah. It allowed me to really have that, you know, broader reach as to who did I want to work with. So entrepreneurs was the niche that I wanted to work with, but I'm also now working with dancers. So it's a brand, it's the package, it's the brand of who you are, and it's how you represent yourself.
Mm. Yeah, so you've had a full circle moment. I think that's beautiful.
I did.
That's beautiful. So you said something during a lot of that I want to hit because I think this is super important. Because I've had a number of people on the show, both men and women, who made this exact statement. I lost my identity with the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've had both men and women. So being on the other side of this and being a brand specialist, and some of my listeners are married, maybe going through a divorce, or maybe they're just married and happily married. So the question becomes, how can they guard their identity so when something or if something happens, they don't feel like they've lost it?
That is a great question. And you can guard, I mean, I didn't, but yes, you can guard your identity. And how you can guard your identity is by protecting and knowing who you are. And knowing who you are, whether you're a woman of faith, you're a man of faith, whether you're strong, you have the strength to withstand as to what is happening or what may happen, right? Mm-hmm. So once you know who you are and whatever happens, you know you're strong, you know you can't crumble, you know that God is with you. You have the faith that allows you to carry on. And unfortunately, that was not in my case. But in my experience, this is what I can say, is that you can protect your identity by knowing you are strong. Your faith, you have faith within you that tells you are strong and you're going to make it in this world. And so this is what I would say, you know, faith and knowing that you have the strength, knowing your character is also critical.
Yeah. As a personal development leadership coach, character development, that's the key right there. I love that. And I appreciate you bringing all that out because I know there's a lot of people that struggle with that particular thing about, oh, I've wrapped everything in this. And if one day we lose that thing, I've lost myself. So what you're saying, I connect with really, really well. So let's go back around a little bit and we're going to do like the chicken or the egg thing. What comes first, the personal brand or the business brand, or are they built simultaneous?
Personal brand and the business brand. I would say the personal brand comes first, then you build the company brand. And why the personal brand comes first, because your personal brand is how people see you, where you are, where you go, what you do. And when you are launching your first business, you have a brand new business, you want to launch, whether you're a coach, speaker, author, you want to get your message out. How do people know you? People can't know you straight off the bat. if you don't shop online, if you're not visible, but how do you want to be known and how do you want to be seen or how do you want people to see you is by developing your personal brand. Oh, Alka, oh, I know who she is. I know what she does. So once people get to know you, your personal brand is now everywhere. Then when you're building your business, it is, it becomes easier, right? So rather than building a company brand, but your personal brand, no one knows you. If no one knows you, people can't follow you and nothing is going to happen. So I will say, Jim, your personal brand is your foundation. It is your identity.
So going in further down into the personal brand. So you've heard it here, guys. For you guys who are listening, build the personal brand, and as you get your followers, your messaging right, start launching out into your business stuff. So how do you, or where have you struggled with being who you are versus getting into the hype of being who your audience wants you to be? Like, how do you struggle through that, or how do you navigate that particular conversation, both in yourself and helping others do the same?
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be that. There's always going to be those moments where you feel nothing's happening. You feel you want to be out there. You want to be known, but on the inside, on the internal, nothing seems to happen. So what I would say when you are facing those moments is to recognize who you are and why does it matter for who do you want to serve. So in reference, what I would say is who you are is knowing your brand, the foundation that I spoke about, Jim, who you are, your brand's representation. How do you represent your brand? What are you doing in those moments? Where are you? Are you visible? Where do you show up? So your brand's representation, whether it's not, doesn't have to be globally, but no, nationally, how do you show up visibly? So your brand's representation, it is highly critical that you first of all begin to know, when you are facing those moments, when you're struggling, is to know, who you are and how are you representing your brand in a way that's going to guide you to how you need to show up.
I love that. That's beautiful. I took a couple of extra notes on that one. You guys are listening, I take notes all the time. So I will put some of those quotes and things in the show notes for you as we go through. So coming down here, there are two questions that really kind of popped up for me. Because we've really talked about, identity, making sure you know who you are, building character and stuff, which are all beautiful. And you're speaking my language as a leadership guy. You're speaking my language. So here's one of those thoughts that just kind of randomly filtered into my brain was, what is the average time you've seen that for somebody to build a personal brand? Because we live in the microwave world of TikToks, and we think a personal brand or our whole influencer journey should be done in 3 months or 2 months, whatever. Like, what's the average time?
I will say there is no average time building a brand. It's not building a business. It's like saying, you want to build a business, whether it's a fitness studio or you're building a business, whether it's a dance studio. It takes time. It's that Rome was not built in a day. So it's it'll be wrong for me to say, oh, it's gonna take like 2 or 3 months. No, building a personal brand is that building your character because that is your identity. It's linked to your identity. So you've got to build yourself. Then you've got to build your brand. And your brand is how do you want people to see you? How do you want people to know you, like, know, and trust? And you can only build upon the like, know, and trust once your brand is solid. So building that solid foundation, it takes time. And it's that with anything, your business, it takes time. It's not that, you build a business today and tomorrow you're going to start your business. No, you've got to go through the construction process. So everything, Jim, is a process, but you've got to build it and, lay those foundations so it is, strong. And people, that's when you can start to build upon the trust and the recognition of your brand.
So with it taking time, do you have any tips on how to maybe collapse time a little bit? Even if it's like instead of taking 3 to 6 years, maybe 2 to 4 years. Like, what are some things we can do to start collapsing time and being hyper focused on this building?
Yeah. So one of the things what you can do is when you're building your personal brand is to know what is the brand, what is the business, first of all, that you want to have people get to know you, right? The business, and also how do you want to be known in your industry? So that's important too. So knowing your niche. It's also going to be it's going to be a key factor, Jim, is to knowing your niche. And once you have developed the niche, then everything's kind of stems from that because then it becomes crystal clear because you as a business owner, as a brand, you know as to what you need to do because you are crystal clear on your niche. And they're often the entrepreneurs, there are people that I speak with, they don't have a crystal clear as to who the niche is. And so we have to sort of dive deep into knowing, getting crystal clear on your niche will allow you to, really focus on what truly matters and how are you going to get there so you are established.
Wonderful. So here's the $1 million question. Do I need to learn how to do TikTok dances in order to do this?
You really don't.
Because you know there's somebody out there right now being like, okay,
I know.
do dances need to be part of this? So let's hear it from the expert. You do not.
No, you don't.
Wonderful. So as we start rolling down, what is your vision for what you're doing, where you want to go? Like, what where is that looking like in the next few years?
Oh, wow. Yes, I love that. The vision that I have, what I want to do, I want to really establish, my clients. I want them to be in a position where they have a solid foundation for their brand. And also the vision I see for the future is I want to, help entrepreneurs to see they are the brand. The vision that I see for them is also what I see myself, and is to know that your brand is important, that you have to build the foundation. And without the foundation, it can crumble, but we don't want that to happen. So the future is helping entrepreneurs to really craft their brand's message and to be, really established in who they are and what they do for their business.
So if people want to find you, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can contact me on Instagram, Alka Sharma Speaks.
So I will make sure all of that is in the show notes for you guys so that you can just click it and head on over there. I do highly recommend that you do that. Make sure you connect because if you are building a business and you are building or a personal brand, you want to learn the basics. You want to learn how to get this off the ground. Shama, I was gonna say Shama Alka. I was gonna flip your name. Alka is somebody you probably need to be connected to. So make sure you go over to our Instagram. Links are in the description or the show notes. And with that being said, Alka, thank you so much for a wonderful conversation. I've learned some stuff here today, and I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Jim. Well, pleasure's all mine. I really had a great time. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And to you guys who are listening, as always, thanks for being a part of the family. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you on another episode. Thank you for spending this time with me on the Unshakable Life podcast. My prayer is that today's conversation helps you to build resilience, reclaim peace, and step with courage into your God-given calling. If this episode has encouraged you, challenged you, or impacted you in any way, could you do me a favor? Share it with a friend. leave a review, and hit the follow so you don't miss what's next. And if you want more tools and encouragement for your journey, head over to leadwithjim.com. You'll find resources to help you grow as a healthy, authentic Christian leader, entrepreneur, and creator. And until next time, remember, your foundation is Christ, your calling is unshakable, and your life can make eternal impact. This is the unshakable life, mindset, resilience, action, no strife. Break free from the burnout, find your true north with your guy, Jim Burgoon, stepping forward.